und herzlich willkommen zu einer neuen Episode von Oshun, Deutschlands erstem Sneaker- und Streetwear-Podcast mit der allerersten Episode im neuen Jahr 2023. Wobei das ehrlicherweise nicht so ganz stimmt, weil am 01.01.2023 erschien ja unsere Best-of-Episode 2022, aber die haben wir ja ehrlicherweise schon vor dem Jahreswechsel aufgenommen. Von daher ist das jetzt die erste Episode im neuen Jahr, die auch im neuen Jahr aufgenommen wurde. Ist das nicht krass? Ja, so kann's gehen. Die 123. Oshun-Episode und die dann somit rechnerisch gesehen zweite im Januar. Aber damit wollen wir uns gar nicht lange aufhalten. Mein Name ist Amadeus Thüner und ich habe die Silvestertage auf jeden Fall sehr entspannt und sehr ruhig verbracht. Ich war auf der Insel, wie in den letzten Jahren auch. Das war sehr, sehr angenehm und ja, sehr relaxed auf jeden Fall. Am Meer bzw. am Strand das neue Jahr zu zelebrieren bzw. das alte abzufeiern, dann das neue willkommen zu heißen, ist auf jeden Fall immer eine sehr schöne Geschichte und auch eben mit viel Ruhe und viel besonnenem auch Nachdenken verbunden, ein bisschen reflektieren, was hat das Jahr gebracht, was könnte das neue Jahr bringen, derlei Dinge. Von Vorsätzen halte ich persönlich ja nicht ganz so viel, die machen wir schon jeden Tag, also von daher ist das Ganze auch ganz gut. Ansonsten, was gibt es noch zu erzählen? Ich war Gast beim großartigen Sneakers-Podcast. Lieben Gruß an dieser Stelle an Adi und Sam, der nördlichste Sneaker-Podcast Deutschlands. Und die Jungs machen das auch schon sehr, sehr lange. Sind immer noch aktiv, was sehr schön ist. Wir haben ja in den letzten fast 5 Jahren, die wir jetzt Oshun machen und damit ja auch der erste Sneaker-Podcast in Deutschland waren, ja recht viele Podcasts haben kommen und gehen sehen. Es ist umso schöner zu sehen, dass Adi und Sam weiterhin am Start sind und Sneakcast jeden Dienstag erscheint. Das ist sehr, sehr nice, auch sehr, sehr nice, dass sie mich, als Gast begrüßt haben und ich habe mich sehr über die Einladung gefreut. Wir haben ein bisschen über das Jahr 2022 und ein bisschen mehr über das Jahr 2023 gesprochen. Das kann man sich auch gerne nach Genuss dieser 123. Oshun-Episode gerne mal zu Gemüte führen, falls das noch nicht passiert ist. Zu Gemüte führen kann man sich übrigens, und das an dieser Stelle auch noch ein kleiner Hinweis, unsere neuen Kolumnen. Wir haben bereits im letzten Jahr mit unserem Partner von hiphop.de eine Kolumne gestartet namens O-Talk, in der schreiben wir einmal im Monat über wichtige, spannende, interessante Themen, vor allen Dingen in Kombination mit der Hip-Hop-Kultur, denn Sneaker, Streetwear und Hip-Hop sind ja nicht ganz so weit von entfernt. Dementsprechend arbeiten wir auch schon sehr lange mit hiphop.de zusammen und haben jetzt diese Kolumne ins Leben gerufen. Also checkt mal hiphop.de ab, checkt auf jeden Fall dort die Kolumne O-Talk und checkt auf jeden Fall auch unsere zweite Kolumne, die haben wir dieses Jahr gestartet, also sehr, sehr frisch noch, und zwar O-Nice bei unseren Freunden von Sneakerjägers. Sneakerjägers ist ja die Suchmaschine eures Vertrauens aus den Niederlanden, die aber auch ein deutschsprachiges Team haben. Generell die Niederlande, Deutschland, das ist ja eine fröhliche Partnerschaft. Und auch hier haben wir eine Kolumne lanciert. Und Oh Nice sagt im besten Falle dem Namen folgend schon aus, dass es vor allen Dingen um die schönen Themen in der Sneakerkultur geht. Vor allen Dingen in der deutschen, aber auch europäischen Sneakerkultur, international gesehen auch. Einfach die schönen Dinge mal voranstellen, einfach mal die schönen Dinge rauskramen und aufzeigen. Und das tun wir einmal im Monat jetzt in der schriftlichen Kolumne namens Oh Nice bei Sneakerjägers. Also Oh Nice bei Sneakerjägers, Oh Talk bei hiphop.de, Oh News jede Woche Freitag als Podcast, Oh Shun jede zweite Woche sonntags als Podcast. Das hat sich auch 2023 nicht geändert und wir freuen uns sehr auf all das, was in diesem Jahr passiert. An meinem Fuß heute der Nike SB Dunk White Diamond. Ein großartiger Schuh, ein großartiger SB Dunk. Sehr klassisch, sehr weiß, mit einem kleinen Twist, und zwar diesem Klettverschluss Swoosh, den es halt darauf gibt, darunter ein bisschen Mint, also Tiffany Colorway. Naja, und eben ein Schuh aus der Feder von Nicky Diamond. Und wer mich kennt, weiß, ich bin großer SB-Fan und vor allen Dingen auch großer Tiffany-SB-Dunk-Fan, also Diamond-Dunk-SB-Fan. Und da gehört der Weiße mit dazu. Der also heute an meinem Fuß. Und das Thema der 123. Episode beschäftigt sich natürlich mit dem Jahr 2023, denn wir haben ja schon festgestellt, erste Episode im neuen Jahr. Mehr oder weniger sollte sich auch mit dem neuen Jahr beschäftigen. Denn die ersten Tage des neuen Jahres sind zwar verstrichen, unsere Best-of-Episode über das letzte Jahr inklusive aller Hot-Takes veröffentlicht, aber jetzt ist es an der Zeit, einen genauen Blick auf das zu werfen, was da vor uns liegt, und zwar das Jahr 2023. Werden die Sneaker-Brands die hohe Release-Taktung einhalten können? Kommt New Balance dieses Jahr vollends im Mainstream an? Wie wird sich Adidas ohne Ye und Puma mit neuem CEO entwickeln? Bleibt Gorpcore still a thing? Ist Supreme durch Tremaine Emory vollends back on track? Und welche Hose ist jetzt eigentlich die richtige für diesen Sommer? das und noch vieles mehr erklären wir heute zusammen mit Street Night Live. Via Twitter, Instagram und Newsletter klärt Street Night Live seit einiger Zeit seine treue Followerschaft von über zehntausenden Fans täglich über die guten und auch schlechten Zeiten unserer Sneaker- und Streetwear-Szene auf, informiert über neue Releases und sucht regelmäßig die noch unbekannten Brands und Pieces, die es heute umso dringender benötigt. Und das alles tut er mit einem eigenen Geschmack, scharfsinnigem Humor, dem Wissen um kulturelle Verbindung und Statements for years. Wir freuen uns, den Ausblick aufs Jahr 2023 gemeinsam mit ihm werfen zu können und ich kann versprechen, das wird eine wilde Fahrt. Und damit, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Excited to be on the show.
I'm really excited about your opinions. So before we see what the new year might have in store for us and before we start talking about 2023, of course we have to talk a little bit about the last 12 months. What did you like about 2022?
For last year, I think, for my personal opinion, I like discovering like lesser known brands that kind of, you know, are doing new things. 2022 was a year of being chronically online, as I like to say it. Everyone was kind of subjected to the algorithm. And because of it, you know, a lot of trends ended up kind of intersecting each other. And in a way that all of us kind of started dressing the exact same. And it's like nobody's fault specifically. I think that, you know, being on Instagram, being on Twitter, TikTok, whatever it is, it's easy to get persuaded to dress in a certain way because, you know, there's a lot of cool things out there. And because we have such easy access to this type of content, it's really easy to be influenced. So for me, it was exciting to, you know, find new brands that a lot of people don't know yet and kind of study them. And because they're offering different types of styles and things that we haven't seen before, specifically, you know, brands from South Korea. I think there's a lot of different brands from there that are killing it right now. And because they don't have, like, they're not in the algorithm just yet, a lot of people don't know about them. So it's kind of exciting to put them on the map and then, you know, do some write-ups about them and do my own personal research where I buy the clothes so I could kind of do the test run to have my honest opinion about it and then share it with the rest of my readers, basically.
You already mentioned a little bit about what you did not like about 2022, but let's deep dive in that as well. What was the cons or the lowlights of the year 2022 in your opinion?
So this is kind of funny because I was like, over the holidays, I was thinking about just like the blog and how I want to do my content. And I kind of came to the conclusion that I like hate on a lot of things. And that's just because I'm like chronically online, constantly looking at stuff. And because I'm overexposed to a lot of things, I basically see patterns all the time. You know, one of the things I don't like, and it's nothing against like the people who are doing this, but like custom shoes, they gotta go. You know, a lot of them, there are some custom shoes that are great, don't get me wrong, but a lot of them are kind of corny and they're just not for me. You know, one of the things also is like Nike releases in general, and I'm going to get a lot of hate for this probably, but Nike has just been not for me personally.
I think from the European side of culture, it's kind of, it's understandable that what you're saying, because over here in Germany and in Europe, many people are looking to what New Balance is doing. And when I'm talking to people from the States, many of the people are like, New Balance, really? Yeah, I saw some things. Yeah, Joe Fresh Goods, but is this really a thing? And that's quite interesting to see because, like you said, the world is getting smaller and smaller because everyone is online. Everyone can check what's going on in Amsterdam, what's going on in Berlin, what's going on in Chicago, what's going on in whatever on this planet. But sometimes it's quite different to see the approach of stuff and, of course, of silhouettes getting love or hate, you know?
Yeah, no, totally. And I think that there's actually kind of interesting that specifically for, like, Adidas, I'm, like, right now, for me, Adidas is, like, one of my favorite shoe brands. And I know that there's a lot of discourse around Adidas with the whole Kanye thing, but I'm not going to get into that because I can talk about that for, like, 2 hours. I think that overall, you know, Adidas right now is creating models and silhouettes that are ready to wear, very easy to match to my personal wardrobe. And overall, I just like the designs better than Nike. But what I find interesting is that Adidas has a very specific release schedule for Europe. There's a lot of models that we don't get in North America. And it's kind of a shame because, you know, you guys in Europe are getting so much good heat. And I've tweeted about this before and I've posted about it being like, please, you know, Adidas, like, give us some great, great colorways that you guys are giving to the Europe people, to us, because, you know, we're starving out here. And, you know, maybe someone will hear it and something will change. But until then, hopefully. Until then, I'm just going to enjoy seeing the pictures on the internet.
So which brand was the winner for you for of the last year?
So I actually wrote about this on my newsletter, like Substack. I think that Palace Skateboards was like the brand for me this year, specifically for their collaborations. I think that, you know, they kind of had a turning point this year, or last year, sorry. They kind of started abandoning their branding. And then similarly to Supreme as well. Both of them kind of shifted from their traditional over-branding that we usually see. And I think, you know, less branding is better because it allows us to kind of easily intertwine their pieces into our existing wardrobe. Because for me personally, I don't want to wear like a massive Trifurg on the back. That's just like not for me, right? And kind of going back to the collabs themselves, you know, Gucci, Engineered Garments, Elton John, CP Company, all of these great collaborations ended up coming together so well and making a strong point for Palace as a brand in 2022. And looking at, like, you know, a brand like Supreme, yeah, you know, they had some amazing collabs as well. But in the overall scope, I think that Palace's overall execution was just like way better. And it makes me excited for the new year and to see who they can collaborate with next.
Talking about Supreme, you mentioned it in your newsletter or on Twitter. You're a fan of Tremaine Emory, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So pretty amazing year for Supreme, or just quite okay, because Tremaine Emory is not the old guy for Supreme. He's kind of new, doing his stuff and putting his fingerprint on his work.
Yeah, so I think like his he's like been doing a little bit in terms of like design stuff for the past year, because, you know, a lot of the design collections are done years in advance. So the things that we were seeing, a lot of it wasn't even touched by him. So I believe that it's, and, you know, I don't want anyone to come at me, because if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, whatever. But I believe this year is going to be the time where we're going to see his actual designs come to life. So this will be the time to kind of like pay attention to Supreme, to see how the design ethos kind of shifts.
So we've been talking about the winner of the last year. Who was, or which was a trend you wouldn't like to see being pulled out in 2023 as well? Was something you said, oh, I don't want to see this anymore. It fucks me
this
up.
This is a hilarious topic for me, because I just like to stir the pot and piss people off when it's just funny to me. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of people will come at me and be like, how can you like tell me that this trend is bad? You know, I love it. I just got into it.
I read your Twitter replies. They are, it's hard sometimes, to be honest. It's hard, but it's good to hear that it's hilarious for you.
You know what? It's funny. I think ultimately that type of conversation starter is important. Ultimately, I always tell people, you know, whatever I say doesn't really matter, because I'm just a guy with a phone and a Twitter account, and I just sit on my couch blasting these opinions. People need to kind of like just keep in mind that, because again, I'm chronically online, so I'm overexposed to like trends all the time, right? And seeing the same thing after a while, I'm just like, okay, I've had enough personally. I need the mood boards to kind of give us something different, and they don't, because, you know, when you're running a mood board, whatever, you're just interested in the clicks. You're not trying to push the culture forward. You're just trying to capitalize on what's popular right now to get the most clicks possible. And I get that, you know, get your bag. But personally, you know, Sambas, they gotta go. They just got blown out of proportion. You know, everyone somehow just discovered them, and I don't know how, they've been around. And you know what? It's a great shoe. Do what you want. You want to wear it, you know, all the power to you. I'm not here to police you and say stop wearing them. But I think that, you know, the content that's being made around, specifically on TikTok, because I think that TikTok fashion is like some of the worst online fashion resource there is. And
signed. You know, yeah, definitely.
You know, people are going to hate me for that. And what it is what it is. You know what? Get over it. But, you know, I see videos of people being like, wow, like, you know, like one underrated shoe of the year that everyone needs to know about. And it's like a picture of Sambas. And I'm like, how? Like, you know, it's November 2022. Yeah. How are we still on this topic? And another one, I think that Arc'teryx, you know, Arc'teryx is a funny one because Arc'teryx has been around for decades. And, you know, it just became popular in the last couple of years. And now it seems like everyone has an Arc'teryx jacket. Don't get me wrong. Amazing company, doing amazing things. It's quality pieces. But to me, when I see like a surge in popularity of a specific item and suddenly every single person and their moms has that item, I get like turned off by it. There's so many amazing brands that are on the same level as Arc'teryx, if not better, who offer, you know, amazing pieces. And I think that they deserve just as much hype as Arc does. And I think that it's a shame that people kind of just go to Arc'teryx and then don't bother exploring other options. Maybe it's because they don't know how to do it, or, you know, they're not interested. And there's nothing really wrong with that. I just wish that there was just more variety in that Gorp Core kind of like vibe that's going on right now.
I think it's pretty ambivalent when you see that, of course, sometimes you want to be part of the hype, you want to be part of whatever the group or whatever you want to call it. And then on the other hand, you don't want to be part of it because you want to have something new and something different. And that's why I think it's refreshing to read your opinion. And in the end, it's very funny to see that people are really hating on an opinion, but still reading it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
they're
totally,
hating on
totally.
Your opinion, and they don't get that it's just your opinion. And they read it again to maybe clarify their idea of he's wrong, I'm right. But they still need the support of reading that you say something totally different. And I think it's that's what's hilarious for me, to be honest, to read all these different kind of opinions, not only from you, from different people. To see their opinions and still understanding, yeah, it's an opinion of one person. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's just
totally.
One opinion, and I can see if I think the same or I think completely different. And in the end, it's interesting to have the exchange of ideas and the exchange of style. And that's why I totally underline or assigned what you say before about TikTok. It's just about the trend and just about the hype. And I'm always saying that it's not a problem if you are a 14 or 15 year old kid trying to fit in somewhere and buy whatever you see and it's trend and hype and so on. But if you get a little bit more older, always my idea of being part of such subcultures. It was always like trying to dress differently and a kind of course, I'm a huge Supreme and Palace fan. And of course, I know that this brand is not just one little small company from a subculture anymore. Of course, but mixing it with different other styles and finding my own way. That's why I guess, in my opinion, everyone is trying to buy limited edition shoes because they are limited and not everyone can get them. But it was different. It was definitely something different back 10 or 15 years ago in comparison to nowadays. And I think it's crazy to talk about, and it's good to talk about, and hopefully the people won't hate on stuff but will discuss about stuff. That would be a nice thing to do, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's, I mean, you know, I honestly think that like hating is like not a bad thing. It depends. Like,
this is how I think the hate is.
Exactly. Yeah. It all depends on the level of hate and how you deliver that hate. But I think that like people say like, you know what, bring back bullying because like people are kind of too soft. I kind of agree with that statement.
Oh, really?
You know, I think that I'm not saying like specifically that, you know, bullying an individual or whatever, but, you know, bullying a trend could definitely be something that like kind of pushes us forward as we try to find new styles and different ways to dress. You know, like kind of going back to your point, it's TikTok is, you know, the one of the biggest platforms. Very easy to kind of get on fashion TikTok, and you get funneled into a specific type of genre of style that everyone just copies, and then everyone kind of ends up looking the same. It's not necessarily the individual's fault that this happens. It's the platform at hand that they have access to that kind of makes them think in that certain way. You know, being, you know, the teenagers today, they want to get dressed well. We all kind of want to get dressed well, right? That's the whole point of fashion. And that's why it's like fun. You know, they have, for the first time, they have access to so much content to be able to kind of like, you know, look at and then figure out what they like and what they don't like. I'm almost 30, but that's not really old. Age is just a number, I guess. But, you know, I used to sit on the forums a lot, and that's how I got into fashion. You know, Hypebeast forums was like my first introduction to others' fashion and how they dressed through like What Did You Wear Today threads. And looking at those people, I kind of started, you know, gaining a taste of personal style and how I can advance my own style. But as time goes on and I get older, I think that I've gotten better at figuring out what I like and I don't like, and what things that fit well with my wardrobe and things that don't fit well. But this type of thing will go on forever. And I think I will never be satisfied with my own personal style, and I'll always want to grow as an individual. And I think that's what makes fashion fun. Because, you know, today I might like hoodies and sneakers, whatever, but tomorrow I might just want to wear like a suit. Who's to say one is better than the other, right? It all comes down to your execution and ultimately your own personal swag, because anything can be worn stylishly as long as you have that like kind of like, you know, swag to it. But again, you know, for the kids out there right now who are just trying to get dressed well, do your thing. And I think that you'll figure out what you like and don't like when you kind of like log off. By logging off, I mean, you know, put down the TikTok and trying to go outside and see what people are wearing. I think that there's so much good style outside. And obviously it depends where you live, right? Because if you live in like a small town, there might be bad style. And it's tough, and I get that. But you have to keep an open mind and kind of just like, you know, take the outfits for what they are. Maybe the outfit specifically is not something that you might wear, but, you know, there might be a specific piece that someone is wearing that you see and it's like, yo, this is, you know, this is sick. Or like, you know, the way the pants fit on these sneakers are cool. Maybe I can try that. It's looking into the details.
Do you think there is still the possibility to have this one huge trend anymore?
Like where everyone just like wears the same thing? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, and that for month, maybe for half a year, even longer.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I think like Gorpcore is like one of the biggest trends right now. I feel like in a way, it's kind of funny because Gorpcore is just like, you know, it's just like tech wear, a different form of tech wear. And it's like, you know, dad's just wearing the North Face or Arc'teryx like as a form of function. They're not trying to be stylish. But then you have kids nowadays who are using those same items to be stylish. So then all of a sudden you have two groups of people, completely two different groups of people that are kind of wearing the same thing in different ways. I think that, you know, because we're so online, it's very easy to make a trend big. But the question is the longevity, is how long is it going to be a trend? Because we're online so much, it's so easy to find new trends and bounce off to the next thing so quickly. I read like a bunch of articles recently about how like this year might be the year of no trends, where people are kind of just wearing whatever. But in a way, isn't that a trend within itself? So, you know,
it's exactly what I said in our podcast episode before.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's like, it all depends on how you look at it. You know, I think that people like say like, oh, you know, trends are bad, like whatever. I don't think trends are bad. You can be trendy. You could you know, it all depends on how you style that trend in your own way to make yourself unique. I think that's what style is.
Something I really like about your newsletter is that you really do the deep dives. These days, we have like this 15-second videos and this quick short send a tweets and stuff like that. But you really take the time to deep dive into a topic, to evolve yourself and your community, and write about something which is important to you. How does that come?
Yeah, so like honestly, I mean, I'm glad that you said this because I'm always happy to hear that people like the content. You know, that's what motivates me to make more. But ultimately, I feel like a lot of people don't realize this, but the blog and like the newsletter is my personal diary. It's just like a way for me to track what I like and I don't like, because then I can go back and be like, oh, you know, last year I didn't like this, but now I like it. You know, it's like a fun little progression to kind of see how I have evolved. The deep dives is a way for me to kind of learn myself. You know, the blog within itself is just a tool for me to learn more about fashion and clothes. It just so happens that I'm making this public to the rest of, you know, the community where you can read it as well. But for a long time, when I first started out, and this was like 6 years ago, I was just tweeting to nobody. You know, I had like 5 followers, and that was like that for a long time. I was just tweeting for the sake of, you know, tweeting for myself. I just like the clothes I talked about. It just so happens that I've got a little bit more traffic now, a little bit more followers and stuff, but the kind of like the mission hasn't changed. It's all about, you know, kind of putting out content that I can learn off of and you can learn off as well. And like you said, you know, we're living in a world where there's 15-second videos and that's it. Like, that's not enough for me to really get into a topic and like think about it, right? And I think that a lot of people say like, oh, blogging is dead. And I think that's like not true at all. I think that we're living through a moment where blogging is like back. I think that, you know, with Substack, people have newsletters and stuff. People want to read. People read all the time. It's just that a lot of people kind of stopped doing blogs all at the same time. And because of that, there's been like a discourse around like, is blogging dead or is it not? But if you like sit down and start putting out content out there, yeah, it's probably not going to, you know, blow up right away. And it's like I said, like it took me years to get to the point where I am today. And I'm nowhere near like being like a big blog or anything like that. I think I'm very niche and like have a small community that's super tight knit that supports me and I love them for it. It's just about, you know, staying consistent and sharing your opinion. People want to hear an opinion, even if it's wrong or not wrong based on their standards. But people want to have the discussion. That's what's fun about clothes is the discussion of it.
And there are so many different information you can share with your community just talking about one t-shirt, because where is the design coming from? What about like the fabrics and so on and so on? And what I really, really like about this whole, let's say, fashion thing is all these crossing paths, you know, talking about, I'm always saying this for an example, like the New Balance 574 is a shoe which is for many people like the New Balance shoe. You can always get in every store in the world, you can get a 574. But then it was very important for the hip hop scene in New York, as well as the hardcore punk scene in Boston, and then the more fashionable scene in Tokyo. Mm-hmm. And it's just one shoe. And it's so interesting to talk about like the design, but also the background of this shoe and how the combination of things are, or maybe not, you know? And that's why I really like having these deep dives and these conversations about that, because there's so much more to discover. And I think, in my opinion, that's something you can evolve your taste of style as well. Because when you understand why this or that is like this or that, you can see if it really fits to your own personal taste of style or your own wardrobe and stuff like that.
Yeah, totally. I think it's like fashion is kind of interesting because in a way, everything... There's like, okay, don't get me wrong, there are bad designs out there. There's brands making like ugly stuff, you know, that it is what it is. But I really believe that every brand has something for everybody. Maybe not like V-Loan, you know, like whatever, that's like cringe to me, but that's in a way, it's like a meme within itself. So it's kind of like important to the culture, you know? But what's interesting though, is that, you know, and like you said, with a New Balance shoe and how it got adopted to different regions is in today's age, I think a lot of people wait for celebrities or like people they look up to wear that thing, to get validation, to be like, oh, you know, this person wore, you know, whatever shoe, that means it's stylish because that person, we made that person the stylish icon. And I think that there's excitement in trying to do that yourself, rather than wait for an influencer or a person of quote-unquote importance to wear it first, to be like, okay guys, I did it, so you guys can do it now too. And all of a sudden everyone is just doing that same thing, you know. And it's about trial and error. Sometimes I will, you know, step outside and I'm wearing something that is unusual for me, and I might like it or hate it, you know. It all depends on your personal vibe in that very moment. You know, sometimes I'll go outside with an outfit that I'm like, meh, you know, this outfit is like not my favorite. But then, you know, a bunch of my friends or whoever will be like, yo, this is a sick outfit. And I'll be like, oh, really? Like, I didn't think of it like that. Then I'm like thinking about it in a different light. I'm like, is it a sick outfit? You know, this is what makes fashion fun, at least for me. Just try new things. It might fail. It might not. Who knows? And if it doesn't, then, you know, you're onto something that people don't know about yet, and that's what's exciting.
I really, really like this statement, and we already deep dive into the year 2023. You already mentioned that almost every brand has something to give, but we are talking about your personal taste, so let's talk about the brands we should have an eye on, in your opinion. What are the brands we should take a look at?
So it's actually funny because I'm working on a newsletter about the brands I'm watching in 2023, and that should be out like probably tomorrow. I also spoke about gatekeeping because I think gatekeeping is back. You know, I talk about so many brands and like just so many clothes that I put people on, which is amazing. Like, I love doing that. That's what I do it for. But I also love like not talking about the brands that I personally wear, because it's just kind of like fun to wear it without anyone knowing.
Even when someone on the street came over to you and said like, oh man, what's this pants? Where are you?
Okay,
where
are they from? I have to say it.
No, I won't talk about that. Please go away.
I'm not like pretentious like that. I'll say it and I'll be like, but then what happens is that people will ask me sometimes, and then I'll like drop the brand name that they haven't heard of before. And I feel like that annoying person being like, oh, like, you know, I'm like not like the other guys, you know, I dress different. You know, I'm not like that actually. I'm just always trying to experiment, because sometimes I like buy clothes from a brand that nobody really knows. And I say nobody really knows because they have like 1,000 followers on Instagram or something. And then the clothing might be good or it might be bad. I don't know, right? That's the whole point of like kind of buying the pieces, experimenting myself and going from there. Because majority of the time when I write about clothes on the newsletter, I do the research. I don't just, you know, pick whatever I like and then just write about it. I need to give an honest opinion about the clothes. You know, a lot of the clothes that I write about, I don't own myself, but I've, you know, either tried on in person or I know people who have those pieces, so I can kind of like feel it and like ask them questions to get that feedback, which is like very important, because I find that a lot of people nowadays will post clothes just based off the pictures that they like and not the actual materials or like the structure of the piece. They don't care about the act, how it's, you know, worn in a way. But with that being said, kind of the brands that I have my eye on right now, and again, I'm going to preface this because I am so bad at pronouncing brand names that I butcher them and people will come at me being like, you didn't say this correctly, or like you mispronounced this, whatever. I don't care. It's like that, the meme with the, is it the Reebok or the Nike? And then it's the song, hilarious time. Okay. So one of the brands that I really like is Politeru, which is a brand from Korea, makes amazing pants right now, like perfect for all of my skinny people that are built like noodles. They're like, they flowy, you know, they have amazing kind of like structure to them, a great attention to detail. The pants are like overall simple, right? It's not crazy patterns, it's not crazy colors, but if you're looking for like good black or like solid color pants, earth tones, Politeru, great brand. It's pretty easy to get overseas as well. There's a lot of stores that offer worldwide shipping, and you know, I haven't had any issues with duties, because I know a lot of people, you know, that's their main concern, is that like buying from overseas, they don't want to pay duties. No one wants to pay duties. But so far I haven't had any issues. I'm not going to tell you which stores exactly where you can buy it. You can do your research. And ultimately, if you, you know, need help, you can always DM me on Instagram and I'll help you out that way. Another brand that I really love is from New York, called Manresa. They have been kind of killing the menswear game right now. You know, they're bringing back classic coat styles that I'm really into. Their knits are really great. Again, what I love about this brand, and Politeru as well, is that they don't have any branding. It's about the clothes. For me,
it's really plain.
Yeah, exactly. Well, plain, but in like a good way, you know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
Because when I was like younger, I was all about my brands. You know, I gotta have the Supreme Box logo hoodie and like whatever. I gotta show off my brands. But then as I got older, I was like, you know, it's kind of hard to match multiple brands at the same time. Then I started looking like a billboard. I don't really feel fashionable. And then I started pivoting to, you know, more simple pieces, like you said, no branding. And then I realized how much easier it is to incorporate those pieces into my existing wardrobe and, you know, match with different items. So, and that's what started to make fashion even more fun.
Then let's switch over to the seasons. What are the, or just pick one specific or important piece that you would like to see in, let's start with the winter season. What would you like to see in winter? What is the essential to have in the winter time? Besides warm clothes, of course.
Yeah. It all depends, right? It all depends where you live, because people from LA are going to be like, oh, well, I don't need a winter coat because it's warm. It's like, okay, congratulations. Oh,
this coat is great. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, okay, like no one cares that you constantly live in like nice temperature, you know, like thank you for making us feel bad. You know, I live in Canada. Right now, it's like, I don't even know. I think right now it's warm because of the whole climate change, but you know, it gets cold. I need to layer up. So I think that one of, and it's, you know what, this is a hard question because my personal opinion constantly changes, right? Paris Fashion Week is coming up, which is going to dictate a lot of upcoming trends. And it's really fun to watch. So for people who don't follow Paris Fashion Week, you know, I suggest that you do. You know, Vogue does all the coverage. Very easy to kind of find all the information all at once. And I believe that, I believe Paris Fashion Week is going to be like a week after this podcast episode drops. So keep that in mind. Really fun to watch. I will be keeping a close eye because that will help me kind of, you know, decide what trends are going to be in and seeing if there's any similarities between collections and whatnot. But for winter, I think that I am looking at jackets without hoods, and I'm replacing the hoods with accessories, scarves, balaclavas, whatever. I think that, you know, it's kind of hard to incorporate accessories with a hood specifically, because it's like, you can have like a, you know, a thin scarf, whatever, but then it, like, depending on the hood structure, it might not look that good with a lot of accessories. So right now I'm just like wearing jackets, no hoods. So I can either put a hoodie underneath, because I don't like doing the whole like double hood situation. It's hard to kind of like intertwine the two pieces together. It might look bulky, it might look ugly, whatever. So, and I think that, you know, there's a lot of like great like hats right now, specifically like wacky hats with flaps. I'm like super, super addicted to those. I think that I actually wrote about it like a couple of months ago, that, you know, hats with flaps, you know fleece lined hats, whatever, those are going to be hot. And as time goes on, more and more brands are starting to release these types of headwear pieces. So I think that, you know, slowly but surely we're going to see more people adopting this type of headwear piece, and hopefully, you know, getting more scarves, because scarves are beautiful. It's a great piece to accessorize your outfit with, and it keeps you warm. Most important thing, right?
When it gets a little bit warmer for spring, what are you looking for to wear in that time?
Man, I'm Canadian, so like as soon as it gets like +1 degrees, the people take out their shorts, they're like running shirtless. I'm not even kidding. Like I have so many pictures of people that I see on the street as soon as it like a little bit of warmth comes out, and it's still cold. Like +1 for all my Fahrenheit people is like not warm at all.
Not really.
But people, all of a sudden, I just see like random people who are not trying to be stylish. These are just like regular folks who are just like whipping out shorts and no shirt. And I'm like, this is how we're living, really. But for warmer styles, man, I don't know. It's hard. Right now, I'm into zip hoodies, which is like kind of crazy to say because zip hoodies are like not an item that should be in or out. It's just like a constant thing that is great. But I recently tweeted out saying, you know, zip hoodies are in 2023. And I got a lot of feedback from people saying like, you know, I hate zip hoodies. They're bad. And I was like, what are you talking about? Zip hoodies are an essential layering piece. They're great for those, you know, especially if you go out, a person who goes out, if let's say you're, you know, going out to a club or a bar or whatever, and you're going from cold to warm environments constantly, like from the outside to the inside, zip hoodies are essential because I don't need to take off all of my layers. I can just unzip everything and I'm not like boiling hot inside. And then I go outside, zip it all up, and I'm warm again. You know, that versatility is important. And I think that a lot of people forget that. I don't know. Like, I'm actually kind of surprised when people say, you know, zip hoodies are ugly or whatever. I'm like, I don't get it. Don't get me wrong.
It's a strange statement, to be honest. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. You know, and don't get me wrong, there are zip hoodies that are ugly, of course. You know, it kind of goes back to...
You're talking about the Babe Shark hoodies?
Yeah, okay, honestly though, Babe Shark hoodies are back. Unironically.
Crazy, right?
I've been seeing some of my friends like wearing Babe hoodies like as like a joke, and it's kind of funny. It's ironic. But I'm kind of into it. I'm not going to wear Babe hoodies myself. But if I see like some of my friend randomly wearing it as a joke, like it's kind of funny. And like I said, you can wear anything as long as you have some swag and you can pull it off, you know? I think that if you're going to do a zip hoodie, most important thing is to get a zip hoodie with a double zipper. And what I mean by that, for those who don't know, is you can either zip it up and down, both at the same time. I really enjoy unzipping my hoodie at the bottom, but it's zipped all the way up. And the reason why is that, and I think this is the reason why people don't like zip hoodies, is that a lot of them kind of bunch up at the bottom because of the zipper. If the zipper is like poor quality, it's going to like curl up and make this like kind of pouch at the bottom that kind of makes it look like you have a beer belly. And for that reason, I'm like, yeah, zip hoodies are ugly. But if you spend a little bit more money, you know, make sure that you got the YKK zipper detailing on that, and it's a double zipper, it's going to be a way better time for you, just like overall.
Okay, what will be the best pants for this summer? Will we see basketball shorts? Will we see cargo shorts? Will we see long shorts? What will we see?
I think that we'll see all three that you mentioned for sure, because, you know, different people have different styles. I think that the 5-inch inseam is still going to be hot for all of my New Yorkers out there who, you know, love getting coffee at Amy Leon Door. and you know what? Power to them.
There's a great rumor, by the way, that Berlin get an Amy Leon Door store as well. We saw a Google tag in Berlin Mitte with like, this will be Amy Leon Door store, but this happened 2 or 3 months before and no words yet on the street. But to be honest, it took Supreme 5, almost 6 years to come to Berlin. So maybe we will have an Amé Leon Door store next or this year in Berlin. And maybe I will get a coffee over there, but I'm not a coffee drinker. So let's see what's happening then.
honestly, wouldn't be surprised. I think that, you know, like you said, like Supreme has a store in Berlin, right? I should know this. I should know this, but they've been pumping out stores like left, right, and center. So it's really hard to keep track of what's what nowadays. I think that Supreme entering that physical market opens up the doors for other brands to do the same, because they're like, oh, you know, Supreme did it. There's obviously like a population of people who are ready to have like a physical location. So why not look into that as well?
Yeah, Berlin loves the Supreme store. There's always full of people. People are lining up for almost every release. That's really crazy.
That's crazy, I guess.
If Kith hasn't opened a really crazy store in Paris, I guess they have been coming to Berlin as well.
True. Honestly, I really want to go to Berlin just to kind of like look at the street style there and do some shopping, just to, you know, one of the things that I love doing and I want to do more of is just like traveling to different places to kind of see what people wear and how the different, you know, styles kind of like what the different styles are, basically region by region. You get to learn a lot just about fashion in general when you're traveling. Of course, you have to like keep an open mind. You have to look for it. It's not going to just be right in front of you. But it's fun when you get to kind of see someone, you know, in a different area be super stylish. And you're like, damn, you know, I've never really seen that in my own hometown or whatever. So, yeah, you know what? It's going to be exciting for ALD to come into Berlin if they do. Not surprising at all. I feel like people, you know, or not people, but brands with money, they're expanding pretty quickly, especially with physical stores. And honestly, I'm into it. I think that physical stores are great and are essential for the culture.
Definitely.
You know, it's like a congregate, it's like a place for people to congregate who have style, right? And also for people who don't have style, but they could learn. And which is a great thing, you know, like I think that being online, amazing, you know, so easy to connect with people, so easy to make connections. But having that face-to-face interaction will always be king. You know, you can't beat it. Seeing the clothes in person, can't beat it. You know, touching the materials, whatever. That's what fashion is about. Not like, you know, a mood board telling you what's in and what's not in. Like, from like that's like boring, at least to me. And like it ends up putting you into this funnel where you can't get out. Like even myself, like the Instagram algorithm, I like got sucked into it. And I didn't realize until like later, I was like, whoa, you know, I don't even like the stuff I'm looking at. It's just because it keeps feeding me the same stuff because I liked it once or twice. And then the algorithm thinks I love it and it doesn't show me anything else. So it's very easy to get sucked in without you realizing.
Yeah, that's definitely true. I think being in a town and see different kind of styles makes you realize why there are different kind of styles. I think to have the environment makes it more understandable for people why maybe an Air Max 95 is crazy in London and not so crazy anywhere else, for example, you know. So traveling is a really big thing, big part of understanding the culture, and it's getting easier and easier again. So that's it's really great to see that people are traveling a lot more. Whenever you come to Berlin, just let me know. We will check out every store, and I'm really looking forward to your opinion about that. Right now, let's do a quick brand ranking. And of course, it's your own personal style. But I guess you will fill it up with the little, how can I say that, the little spice you are always adding to your tweets and to your newsletters and so on.
Yeah, so I think that I have a pretty like crazy like results, because you sent me the list before to check it out, and then I like did my ranking and I was like, this is gonna like upset people.
Really? You think it's gonna be upsetting people?
I think maybe I'm not sure though, we'll see. Let's do it. I'm excited.
Let's start into it. We start with Supreme.
Okay, so I put Supreme as number 3 on my list. Okay. It's like it's a classic, you know. Like there's, I think also their pivot to less branding and more wearable pieces is like great, and because of that, it like bumped them up. But there was like a couple of seasons ago where it was not looking good for them personally, because I was like looking at it from a consumer point of view. I was like, I can't wear any of this without looking like, you know, a billboard. And then in their recent collections, pivot from branding, or less branding, I should say, made it way more wearable. So it ended up bumping the brand on the list.
All right. Okay. What about New Balance?
New Balance is five. Because the reason why is because there's other brands that took it over. I think that for, if I was just looking at shoes, I would put New Balance like top three. In general, I mean, it's, you know, New Balance has really been doing some crazy stuff. Great general releases. You know, Teddy from Amy Leon Dore came on board and started pumping out some great colorways. I'm glad that they're not like collaborative releases, but they're just like general releases. Overall, New Balance is just a great company that's doing a lot of great stuff.
Signed. What about the Air Jordan brand?
Dude, Air Jordan is like pretty much last on my list. And I'm sorry, people are going to...
But it's a huge topic. I guess, especially for 2022, it was a huge topic. Is the Jordan brand still going strong? Is the still a silhouette you can put on your feet? Is the Jordan 1 still going hot? And so on and so on. So
I think it is. But it's for a specific type of person. I think the sneakerheads will come at me with pitchforks. And that's okay. You know, if... For sneakerheads, Air Jordan, super important. I mean, Air Jordan in general, just like super important to the culture. And I'm not denying that. But from a personal taste and the way on what I wear, the brand does not fit into my wardrobe at all. And because of this, I had to rank it down low. I just don't care. You know, I went through my Jordan phase when I was younger. It was exciting. It was fun to learn. But then I kind of got over it. Maybe I'll go back again. You know, but as of right now, not that interested in it.
Okay, fair enough. What about Carhartt?
Carhartt is pretty low too. I put that on as 11. I think that Carhartt, you know, great brand for workwear stuff. But looking at their stuff, you know, collection after collection, I'm just like, yeah, you know, it's okay. It's nothing like crazy. Obviously, they have like a formula that they follow, and it works. I think that the vintage Carhartt market kind of killed the brand for me a little bit because people started reselling like Carhartt jackets for way more than they should be worth just because of hype, and that's a little bit annoying for me. I think that Carhartt is like a brand that should be easily accessible to people, and resellers shouldn't be capitalizing on it. Obviously, it is what it is, you know. Yeah, like honestly, I need to see a little bit more from Carhartt as a brand. Maybe better collaborations. I know that they have like that collab with Marnie that's coming out soon. I don't know if you had a chance to see it.
Yeah, checked it out.
I checked it out as well. And if you haven't checked it out, for the people who are listening, go do that right now. It was okay. You know, it was okay. Personally, I'm like kind of not into wearing like super crazy loud stuff right now. But if I was, maybe I would like it better.
All right. What about Stussy?
Oh, you know, that's a number four for me. You know, they're making, you know, their design is great. I think they're making like really good simple pieces. They're not going too crazy on the branding, which is great. That's a big plus. You know, Stussy went through like a crazy period of time where they became a mall brand and then they became like cool again. And now they're like a TikTok brand, so which is like kind of funny. But I think overall, it's a very like good brand that makes like pretty decent pieces in terms of like material use at an affordable price. And I think that's important because, you know, it's good to have a brand at that type of price point that offers a good variety of, you know, all different types of stuff. You know, they make good pants, they make good hoodies, they make good jackets. And their lineup of collaborations are great as well.
Besides the 8-ball, it was so annoying to see that over the internet again and again last year.
That's a trend that needs to die, and I'm blaming TikTok for
that. Definitely. Yeah, definitely, definitely. It's TikTok's fault. So let's move on to the next brand. What about Noah?
Noah is number 8 for me, kind of like in the middle. I think that, you know, they great menswear brand, good quality pieces, expensive, but, you know,
true. Yeah.
They kind of go into detail as to why that is. I think they went into a little bit too much detail because they're, you know, they're explaining like the tariffs and what it costs and how much it has to get onto the plane to you, blah, blah, blah. That's great. You know, I'm glad that they're being transparent, but it's like, almost too much in a way. I don't know if that's a bad thing or not. It's just like a personal opinion. But I think that, and I don't know if this is due to the fact that Brandon went to J.Crew. You know, their design kind of, I don't want to say it fell off, but it kind of just kind of got a little bit boring near the end of the year, in like the middle of the year. They did have a collaboration with Barbour, or Barbour. How do you pronounce it? I don't know. That's one brand that I should know the pronunciation of, but you know, it's one of those things that it is what it is. I just don't know how to pronounce things. It was good. They brought back like the duck camo, which is like a classic, really fun, kind of reminds me of like old Supreme back in the day. So that was like a nostalgic collaboration that I really enjoyed. But overall, their items are like, you know, they kind of just like releasing the same thing over and over again. You know, pleated trousers, we saw it. Okay, get it. Can we have like maybe a different type of style of pant for the next collection?
Yeah, maybe we will get. But now we get to another brand, and we already talked about this specific brand a little bit more because it was your fave of 2022, Palace.
Yeah, so Palace, I put number one. Is that crazy? I don't know. I feel like I'd be saying that. Yeah, like I said, amazing collaborations in 2022. Their collections themselves, really, really fun. A lot of great colors, a lot of great material used, you know, and just like new styles. You know, Palace really honed in on specifically on their like headwear pieces. I think that they introduced a lot of like flappy hats with like fleece lining and whatever, reversible hats that are really, really fun. You know, those little things made me excited about fashion in general. And like I said, the collaborations that they had really ended up tying it all together well and made that like my brand of the year pretty much.
What would be a great collaboration partner for Palace for 2023, in your opinion? What would you like to see?
Damn, that's honestly really, really hard.
There have been so many collaborations.
I know,
so
that's the thing too.
There's not that much space anymore. No.
I know, that's exactly the thing. There's so many collaborations happening all the time that it's like really hard. Honest, it's like, I feel like I'm going to say like some lame like cop-out answer, but it would be kind of fun if they... Palace did like an ASICS collab or something like that. I feel like it'd be kind of interesting to see how Palace's branding would work on a shoe, like, you know, like an ASICS shoe, and how would they be able to like kind of combine both of their brand identities together. Yeah, so I'm going
to
say that.
But you would like to see that on a trainer, not on like one of the court silhouettes?
I don't know. It all depends. You know what? It depends. Okay. If the execution is good, I'm into it. But if it's bad, then it's bad.
Yeah, of course. Okay, let's see what's happening in 2023. Let's talk about Fucking Awesome.
Yeah, so FA is number two for me, which is also could be a crazy take. FA has been like going through a design change. They got like a bunch of new branding for them. They got a, like, they're kind of shifting their style completely, you know, as a skate brand. And I think that... they're doing it well so far. I mean, I have a lot of FA clothes. Shout out to the team at FA who kind of, you know, have been sending me clothes. And this is not a sponsored, like, sponsored post in a way. I just really like the clothes. I think the quality has been upped significantly since their past collections. And I'm excited to see what they do in the future as well.
Then let's talk about Filling Pieces.
Filling Pieces, I'm going to say number 10 for me. Personally, I think that they're making like kind of cool shoes, cool loafers, but I've also been kind of over loafers for a minute. But hopefully you guys don't hear the sounds in the back. There's people like shoveling outside my window. And if you do, sorry about that. It snowed yesterday with like ice, so there's like shoveling happening at the front door, basically. So if you hear like a truck is driving by, that's just a snowplow, you know. But yeah, no, I think that Filling Pieces, you know, good for footwear, you know, offer a lot of good loafers and stuff like that. But I rank them as 10, kind of put them in the middle ish.
All right, like you said before, it's very snowy at your place. So what about the North Face?
North Face also getting, they're going like 9 for me. I think that they're like an essential brand. I think that the North Face offers a lot of great pieces. I'm not talking about, you know, the puffer specifically, because everybody wears the puffer nowadays, and shout out to Bella Hadid for making that popular for the girlies. Now everyone owns that brown puffer, basically. But I think that the North Face has a lot of different sub-brands, especially from like Japan, that don't get enough attention, that have a lot of great different silhouettes and styles that are really fun.
All right, then we have just a few on the list, but let's check out what you say about Arc'teryx.
Yeah, so I put like Arc'teryx as 11 on my list. You know, kind of keep it.
So you rank North Face better?
Yeah, I think that North Face is better.
Okay.
I think that there's like, I mean, it's a hard combo, because, you know, it's going to come down to personal opinion, obviously, and I'm sure I'm going to piss people off.
Of course.
But it is what it is. I think that looking at the North Face's range of different companies that they have, because they have like TNF Standard, there's the Purple Label, there's, I'm blanking, but there's a, like a lot of different sub-labels that the North Face has. Arc'teryx has like System A, which is great, but I think that in terms of like variety and range, the North Face just offers a bit more. And North Face is the blueprint for a lot of the Arc'teryx designs that we see today anyway, so gotta give it up to the source.
Okay, then let's move to our friends from the Netherlands. What do you think about Pada?
Yeah, so I think Pada is sick. They have like amazing collabs. Their like design is very, like overall branding is very unique to them. And I think that's something special. And I rank them as 7 on my list.
I know we both are fans of this crazy colorful cardigan Pada had in their fall winter collection. Mm-hmm. That's such an amazing piece. I bought it right away, and it's such great quality. It fits very well, and it looks crazy, and I'm not that colorful guy, you know, but it fits so good. It's just such a great cardigan. I really, really love it. I really love it.
I love that. I mean, that's like, love to hear that, honestly, because I've been trying to tell that to people as well, that like Pada makes like a lot of great stuff, really good quality stuff. So it's good that you're kind of like, you know, solidifying my opinion as well for the brand.
I do. Let's go over to Comme des Garçons Black. What do you think about them?
So I put them as like number 6. I mean, I love Comme. One of my personal favorite brands. I don't wear a lot of the, specifically like their black label. I have like a variety of different pieces, but also I'm not sure, maybe I do have some of the pieces from the black collection. I honestly don't know, because like I'm gonna be honest, like when I started getting into Comme and I have like just a few pieces, they're very expensive, but the quality speaks for itself. Like it's, you know, and some of the items that I wear all the time, because I spent X amount of money on it, and I'm like, okay, I gotta get every single dollar's worth. But since, like, from my experience, like super easy to intertwine within your wardrobe because of the, you know, kind of simplistic designs. It's really fun to pair with different stuff, and kind of forces you to go outside of the box in your own personal style because of the unique like silhouettes and styles used.
Okay. Last but not least, Emile Lyondor.
I put them as 12. So they're in between like the North Face and Arc'teryx, basically. It's hard because Emile Lyondor is just like polo, basically, right? Like they're like, the whole vibe is like polo. So when I'm looking at it, I'm like, yeah, I can spend, you know, $900 on this cardigan, or I can, you know, maybe find something similar 90% off in polo, you know, used. So to me, like, it's the prices that hurt me. Like, I think there's like a lot of cool stuff, but ultimately the prices is what hurts me.
What do you think about the lookbooks?
Lookbooks are chill, but everyone, again, it's kind of like Ralph Lauren inspired. Everybody's kind of doing that right now. Like, there's like, you know, Amy Leondor.
Yeah, that was the point I was asking about.
Yeah, like Amy Leondor started doing it, and then all of a sudden, a bunch of different brands started doing it. I actually tweeted this out. I don't know, was that last year? Can't remember now, but I think it was last year, early last year. I tweeted out being like, what's up with brands doing the exact same like vibe? You know, it's like this like community oriented, like carpet on the ground and like nice furniture and on the set lookbook vibe. And when I'm like comparing the two or the three or the four different brands that are doing the same lookbook, I'm like, I can't tell which one is which.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
that's true. But on the other hand, the testimonials they pulled out was crazy to see. Some of them was really, really great. Same thing for Ronnie Fike and Kith, to be honest. There have been some really good choices made.
Yeah, I mean, I think those brands have like their execution is amazing, you know, and it's because they have a great team full of talented people, and ultimately they got money. You know, money talks and money makes ideas, you know, turn into reality. Amy Leondor all the time when they're putting out like editorials or their videos and whatever, I'm just like, damn, like the quality is top notch. I always think, I'm like, how much did you spend on this? Obviously, it's something that we'll never know the answer to, but it would be funny to find out. I'm sure some of these campaigns are in the tens of thousands of dollars just for like a 20-second video. But that's just what things cost, you know, they cost what they cost.
And the last one on the list is a German brand. And I'm pretty curious what you think about them. 6PM.
Yeah, so actually, I've never heard of 6PM before. I don't know if that's bad or not. But you know what? It's fun to learn about new brands. I took a look. It seems like they're making like a lot of basic stuff. But I don't know what the quality is. Have you ever worn anything by them?
No. Never.
So I'm kind of curious to see. I mean, the silhouettes and the kind of proportions look pretty interesting to me. It looks perfect for those who are kind of more on the taller side. And it's very affordable. So I'm actually really curious to see what the quality is like. Maybe I'll have to dabble and do some research. But because I don't know them, I had to rank them last.
You can definitely try to check out if you find an English interview with the founder, Ashraf.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty interesting story of how he set up the brand and why it turned out being so huge, especially here in Germany. He already had some, if this have been collaborations or paid placements or whatever, but there have been some US American rap stars wearing his stuff as well. So I guess he tries to get more on the international side of things. Maybe you'll find an English-speaking interview. Could be interesting for you to understand the whole backstory. In my opinion, it's not my brand. I'm not see myself into these kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling too old, to be honest, but that's not his fault or the fault of the brand. It's more my fault. But I do really like the story behind that, and I do really like how he tries to stay on top with his community and his fans and so on.
That's cool.
So that's pretty interesting, to be honest.
Definitely, we'll have to check it out for sure. Thank you for letting me know. See, this is what I love about fashion. You get to learn something new every single day.
It's crazy, right? I do love that too. And last but not least, if you could choose only one outfit for the rest of your life, and I know this is a pain-ass question, but I'm sorry for that. But no, not, I'm not really sorry for that. And in disregard of the weather, of course, because as you said, in Canada, you have the same kind of weather things going on as here in Germany. Sometimes it's pretty hot, sometimes it's cold and freezing as fuck. But what would that be? And I know you said you might change your perspective or your taste of style, but right now, what would be the outfit you won't miss on?
So this question was honestly very interesting. Because you sent me the questions before, so I got to look at some of them and got to think about it a little bit. And I was like stuck on this question for a minute. I was like, what would I actually wear? And I thought about it at like a gunpoint scenario. You know, someone is holding a gun to my head being like, this is what you have to wear for the rest of your life or you die.
Yeah, that was exactly the way I wrote the word question.
It makes it interesting because, you know, like it's easy to be like, oh, well, I'll just wear like some sweatpants and a hoodie, right? And call it a day. But then
sure, yeah.
I thought about it and I was like, that's not I mean, I don't want to say that's not the correct answer, but then, you know, you have to think about it from the perspective of life. There's going to be so many events in your life that happens. Some of them are formal, some of them are less formal. What can you wear that can work in both of those settings? And I think that a suit would be my answer, specifically a double-breasted suit, because I just like the style of it. But
all right.
And the reason why is because I can wear it in a casual way, which is like a t-shirt, or I can wear it full up with a dress shirt and, you know, a tie, whatever. You know, I could not wear the jacket. I could just wear the pants with it, and that'll be more casual. You know, there's versatility in a suit. It just all depends on how you style it and, you know, what kind of swag you bring out the outfit with.
That's a really great answer.
Thank you. I thought about it.
Really nice. Thanks for the chat. I really appreciate that you took the time between all the writings. And I'm really looking forward to see what you will be saying about like the Paris Fashion Week and everything which will happen in 2023. Of course, we will follow you, your things on Twitter, on Instagram, and your newsletter, of course. Really interesting talk. Thanks for taking the time. And hopefully we see each other in Berlin when you come around.
No, thank you so much for having me. This was a lot of fun. I don't usually do like podcasting and stuff because I'm afraid that I'm going to mispronounce brands and then people are going to call me out. But it was a lot of fun. Had a lot of fun chatting about different types of topics and good questions. You know, I'm definitely going to hit you up when I'm in Berlin.
Let's do that. Thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Yeah, you too.
Und damit vielen Dank, dass ihr bei der 123. Episode mit dabei wart. Ihr könnt alle Episoden wie gewohnt kostenlos auf Spotify, Apple Podcast, YouTube, Deezer, Amazon Music, Audible, Google Podcast, Podtail, Podigy und auch bei allen anderen Streamingdiensten hören. Und wir würden uns sehr freuen, wenn ihr dem Oshum Podcast und unserem News Podcast O-News folgt und die Release-Info aktiviert. Schaut auch auf Facebook, TikTok und Instagram.com/Oshum Podcast vorbei und interagiert mit uns und der Community. Checkt auf jeden Fall auch die Sneakersuchmaschine Sneakerjägers und werdet Teil der Sneakerjägers-Community. Supporten könnt ihr uns unter anderem mit einer positiven 5-Sterne-Bewertung bei Spotify und Apple Podcasts. Über 600 positive Bewertungen hat Oshun auf den Plattformen schon und eine Apple Podcast Review würden wir hier gerne mit euch teilen. Flipti schrieb erst vor kurzem, höre euch seit 4 Jahren zu und es wird einfach nicht langweilig. Immer wieder neue interessante Themen und Gäste. Auch die relativ neuen O-News-Folgen sind immer ein perfekter Start ins Wochenende. Kein Release kann dadurch verpasst werden. Mittlerweile auch zu dritt unterwegs. Top-Expertise. Danke euch dreien für eure Top-Podcasts. Wir haben zu danken. Tut uns einen Gefallen und supportet die Podcasts und erzählt mindestens einem Freund oder einer Freundin, die sich für Sneaker und Streetwear interessiert, von uns. Show some love. Dankeschön. Wir hören uns in der nächsten Episode wieder. Bis dahin, macht's gut.